First question, Tingus Pingus asks, would you rather camp knowing there are 5 bears within a mile of you or 100 snakes within 200 feet of you?
Oh. 200 feet. That is...
feet from here to the axed up door.
Dude, maybe. I'm taking the snakes.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I think you would have to.
Because...
there are 5 bears within a mile.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan
of
the bear.
Well, I'm not camping, so I'm out.
Aren't you camping right now?
Are these the little bitty skinny garden snakes?
Maybe.
Did you hear Julie's admission?
Hmm.
She was on vacation last weekend, and her son found a snake in his shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So a small one.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Just a garden snake.
He has gigantic feet.
Yeah, he was like a size 15.
It was a python.
So it wasn't, Julie, it wasn't scary. It was just a little snake.
Yeah, it was just a little snake. It wasn't scary, but it's shocking.
Was he scared?
No, he thought it was cool. We just threw it out of his shoe and went on with our day.
He didn't keep it?
No,
I would be
he didn't
terrified.
Keep it.
Put it in a terrarium.
Dude, my wife found.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Do we have the news sounder?
Yeah. Breaking soccer news now. Right before halftime, Wales puts one on the board. And the
Wales is now on the board at 1-0.
The Wales are beating the Turkeys.
We're good.
Norm, I kept Mom saying that last night when it was 2-1 in the ninth inning.
Listen, Jose Altuve does not play for Turkey.
What if he ran out, little Jose, put his little jersey on?
3 quick gold, quick hat trick.
Yeah.
So
bing, bing, bing.
Quick, right. See
field.
You later. And he goes right back to the to Houston to play the Rangers.
Icewind Dale Earnhardt asks, would you rather fight 13-year-old Mike Tyson or 70-year-old Mike Tyson?
13.
Boy.
Give me 70.
I want 70.
I don't know if I want 13. At that age, he'd been arrested 38 times.
Okay, you know
he
what?
Was a bad young man.
As you have eclipsed 70, you would know. By that point, have you
started to lose a little?
Your punching
tough to
power.
Lose your edge?
How's your punching power?
But I'll tell you what, though. I would think if Norm gets a hold of you, then he may can do some damage.
Oh, yeah.
There's such thing as an old man strength.
Deepwater Norm.
I agree.
We'll drag you out and
roll
you.
Yeah, I know. You.
You
got your cane.
Plus,
he's pointing his cane
equipment.
At me.
It's necessary.
We still have the fight that's going to happen at some point where it is going to be a pay-per-view that the ticket puts on. And now that everybody's fighting and you don't have to have anything sanctioned or anything, right?
Uh-huh.
Nothing official. We're going to do this. And the top of the card is going to be Jake versus Chuck Norris. 80-year-old Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that's an easy victory. I know
for
where I'm
who?
Putting my money. Chuck Norris.
He's 80.
I don't care.
And then Norm versus Matt Birmingham is the top undercard.
Oh,
and I know where my money is on that one also.
Oh, I know. But anyway.
I've got your back, Norm.
I'm thinking right now, without a doubt, we could make, because I'm the Don King of this, Bob Arum. I stand to make $60 million.
From this pay-per-view?
Yes. Yes.
You think people clicking in will go, what the hell did I just buy? Who is this?
Yeah.
Donnie's taking Mike's $100 and putting on a Chuck Norris Norm Hitzkus parlay.
So rich. And I'm taking everyone out to eat.
Let's have Killer fight like a bear, too, on the undercard.
Yeah. Killer be up for that.
Bear stew.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Sheepo says, if the compound were a prison, who would you choose to be your cellmate and who would you choose last?
So you just got to hang out with a guy? This is not like...
I think cellmate is code for something.
Yeah, it's your buddy.
All included?
A special kind of buddy.
All inclusive?
Okay. See, now you're cranking it up a notch.
Are we suggesting friends with benefits?
Norm, you know, the last kid standing on the playground.
No. I think Norm may be my first round pick.
Why?
You know, a little older, may not be in the mood all the time.
You like
you have to think like that.
Would you pick
You like
Action
matures?
Sex Jake, who
he's last.
Yeah, you walk in and he's wearing that outfit.
Yeah, he's already ready.
I've seen him damn near all natural. I'm out. Yeah.
So hairy.
Yeah, I'd go with Norm.
I'm good with Donnie.
You know
I'm good
what?
With Donnie.
Not tonight. I have a headache.
That's right.
Like, okay, Norm.
I'm going with Bob.
I understand.
There'd be some, he'd be against, like, the religious side of him wouldn't want to do that, you know?
Did Kat just text
morally
you
wrong.
And make you pick Bob?
Yeah, pick him.
All right, last one. Alex Naughton, you are forced to move out of Texas by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Donde va?
What?
Where are you moving?
Oh, okay. That's what donde va means? Where are you moving?
I think.
To where?
Okay.
To where?
Okay.
Okay, wait. Phrase that again.
You have to move out of Texas. The state of Texas, never to return. You have to move out by Monday. Where are you moving to?
Okay.
Do I still have to work?
I don't know,
am I
man.
Rich? Well, it makes a difference. If I have to work, then it's somewhere probably in the continental United States.
Mike, can you guess where I would move?
I know already. You're going
Oklahoma?
To Colorado.
Oh.
Telluride.
Bingo. I would move to Telluride, Colorado. Good job, Mikey.
Thank you.
No, where would you move?
I might be your neighbor.
South Island of New Zealand.
Is it expensive there?
No.
What's the climate?
Nice.
All year?
Nice.
Really?
It's got a mild winter with an occasional snowfall. It does not get terribly hot in the summertime. You're surrounded by an ocean, and there's only, at last count, 793 lakes on the island.
Oh.
Is being surrounded by an ocean that great?
Oh, dude, last night he asked, what's so good about mountains?
And I don't understand you. Like, where would you go? Because you love Dallas so much, and do you have no reason to really love it that much?
That's where I'm from,
so
man.
So what?
Big
deal. It's not.
Here's Jake, fully clad.
What if I said New Orleans? Would you be upset with
no,
me?
You, no. New Orleans is wonderful.
New Orleans is great.
Yeah.
But
would you choose
that,
or would
just...
you choose Vegas? You can just live there. And
no, you're... I wouldn't choose Vegas.
Are we doing the Seattle thing again?
No. Okay. No.
Didn't you say you hated mountains yesterday?
I didn't say I hated them. I'm just saying, what's so special? Oh, mountain.
First off, if you're up there, the weather, like right now, you know what the weather is in mountain?
Oh, sure, right.
It's perfect.
In mountain. Mm-hmm.
And you know what else? When it gets cold in mountain, you can ski on mountain.
Okay.
Sometimes there's lake by mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet too.
You can fish, camp by bears.
Power rank them, Donovan. Mountain, lake, ocean.
Ooh.
Power rank them? I will say at the bottom is mountain.
Jeez.
Then second is ocean, and then lake. I guess lake is... No. Switch ocean and lake.
So ocean one?
But is it that great?
Either way.
Yeah.
The South Island, New Zealand?
Yeah.
19 peaks of 10,000 feet or more.
Really?
Donovan.
Oh, yeah. What?
You could summit them all.
I may move in with Norm.
Yeah.
That's my jail.
Right? I want to live with him in the prison, and I want to live with him in New Zealand.
New Zealand's toughest prison.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mikey. Thank you, P1s.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.